Welcome. My name is Example. Welcome to the I Am Example podcast. Here we're going to inspire you. We're going to motivate you. We're going to push you. We're going to build you. Any obstacle that you ever encountered, you can overcome by believing in yourself. And here you're going to discover that strength. We're going to teach you how to hustle. We're going to teach you how to grind. We're going to teach you about all those things. Keep it locked in and stay tuned. Welcome back to the I Am Example podcast, and I'm your host, Example. I hope everybody out there is living well, eating well, doing well, also grinding, living your dreams, or striving to live your dreams. If you're trying to reach me, you can email me at iamexample456@gmail.com. Also, you can follow me on Instagram at i_am_example456 for your daily inspirations and motivations. And you can also follow us on YouTube at iamexample456. Go there, like, share, and subscribe. We also still have the free t-shirt giveaway going while supplies last. You can, if you screenshot that you shared the podcast or the YouTube link or anything like that, we'll go through the list and message us on Instagram, and we'll go through the list and we'll get you a t-shirt out while supplies last. Send us your size and your address and we'll get those t-shirts out to you as soon as possible. You dig? Alright, so let's jump right into it. The example for this week, for this particular week, is my father. I hate being personal and I hate talking about my personal life because it's really not about me. It has nothing to do with me, you dig? It's about how I can be a service to others. But along my journey on finding myself, I have learned from others and others have taught me. And one inspirational person that I looked up to a lot was my father. Yeah, we all had demons that we fought, and yeah, that a lot of things that he has done that I don't agree with and bother me as a man to look at another man and see how he can conduct himself that way. But anyway, besides that point, he was an intelligent dude. He taught me a lot. He told me a lot. And I don't know where he got this intelligence from or how he was able to put things together and explain them to me so I can understand them at such a young age and actually apply them. Lessons that I've learned when I was 7 or 8 years old that I still apply to myself today. You understand? How to watch my own back, how to use my peripheral vision, how to read, how to look at different religions and different perspectives and different understandings and understanding why it's important to have a healthy diet and stuff like that. He taught me that at a young age, and I appreciate those lessons because those lessons stood with me through adulthood, and I'm able to apply those lessons and understand those lessons in adulthood. So I say that he's the example of the week from that aspect. Not saying that he's the greatest father, but he taught me a lot of lessons that I apply today. The discipline, the understanding, the open-mindedness, I got that from the lessons that he taught me. You understand? I ain't saying anything like he's the best man or he taught me about manhood. Nah, a lot of the homies, the big homies growing up taught me about manhood that I learned those principles from. But a lot of intelligence and open-mindedness and things like that I got from my father. I can't front. You know what I mean? I gotta keep it 1,000 on here, you dig? So, I can't recommend a book to read about him. And so, it's only something that I can express because it goes into the lesson or the podcast title today, which is Lost. You understand? And one of the aspects or one of one of the resources that I used from being lost was to learn from my environment, learn from different people in my environment. You dig? So, Oh, I just gave away the title. So the title of this podcast today is Lost. The reason why I'm gonna let that marinate first before we jump into it. Lost. The reason why I chose this particular title is because a lot of us are lost. Not that we purposely want to be lost, but just because we don't know no better. We want to do better, but we just don't know how to do better. You understand? There are things that, and there are so many people that just think that living life is just going to work 9 to 5, 5 days a week, go on a weekend, get a weekend off, go to the club, eat, cook Sunday dinner, and that's just life. And it's just so much more to life. Traveling, learning from different people, interacting with different people, learning from different interactions and stuff like that. It's just so much to life, and we all were lost at some point in time. I was lost for a long time. I didn't know how to start a business. I didn't know anything about fatherhood. I didn't know anything about manhood. But I had to look towards, or I had to look in my environment or look around what was going on around me and learn from it. You understand? And then I also had to pursue further lessons. You know, like, I had to go research. I had to go discuss. I had to go talk to people to prevent or stop me from being so lost. And that's how I found myself. I found what makes me happy. I found what, or I accepted who I am and who I want to be and who I'm growing to be. You understand? Nothing. And that's how come I stand firm in the belief of self-love or self-development. You understand? Like, oh, let's use an example, right? People will say sex isn't good. You understand? This, we're going to keep it PG-13 for the kids or whatever. People will say sex isn't good. I'm like, what? Like, that bro, sex isn't the main thing that you should base a relationship on. But we're not going to sit here and pretend like sex isn't good. We're not going to sit here and pretend that whatever your vice is, whatever is, like, if a crackhead or a meth head was to come up to me and say, yo, I love doing meth, more power to you. Now, I know it's not healthy. I know it's not good for you. I wouldn't want to be chasing a habit, but it, he's lost as far as that aspect of it. But if he accepting on what he wants to do, then evidently he found himself. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's fighting demons and stuff like that, but the conflict comes in at when you ask a crackhead or a meth head, is this what you really want? And they say, I don't know. You understand? Now, let's flip it to somebody working a 9-to-5 every day for the next 40 years, and you go up to them and say, is this what life is about? Or this is what you really want? And most of them will say no. And I look at them like, you're so lost. Are you building towards your dream? Are you striving for your dream? Are you pushing for your dream? You understand? That's where the lost aspect comes from. You understand? So I got a couple of steps that helped me from being lost, or stopped me from being so lost. The first step that saved me from being lost and helping me find myself was I listened to people that were older than me. I listened to people who had more experience than me. I listened. Yeah, I may have strayed away, but not strayed away too far. It was always a conscience or something in the back of my mind like, yo, you know better. You know better, do better. You understand? And listening, just listening and taking into account what others had went through and experienced, that saved me a whole lot of headache, a whole lot of stress, a whole lot of yelling and bickering and anything that was destructive in nature, it saved me from it just because I listened. If you have a big homie, a big homegirl, a mother, a father, an aunt, an uncle, a cousin, anybody that's trying to put you onto game, listen. Just listen. For the simple fact that they got one thing that you'll never have above them. They got time in. If you got an older homie, if you got a big homie, somebody that's like 15, 20 years ahead of you, you know what I'm saying? Take what he says into accountability. Take that seriously and listen. He's trying to school you, he's trying to put you on the game. And it always helped me out in the long run. You understand? So, the second thing that I did that helped me find myself and find and accept my truth was I read a lot. I thank my mother to this day for putting me on to reading. A lot of people forget, not too long ago, almost 100 years ago, it was illegal for me to even learn how to read. Well, I'm not for sure, but I know back then it was illegal for, I'm not sure about the amount of time it was ago, but I know for a fact that I have family members that could hardly read, and I have family members that I've seen that could hardly write their name. And people take advantage of it, and I'm saying this is what I seen, and I feel that I'm a fairly young dude, and my family members, my older family members, the ones who put me on the game, had hard times or still have hard times reading or writing. And this is just one generation above me or ahead of me. Two generations, I'm sorry. You understand? So three generations ahead of me? Nah. I'm pretty sure they had the time, they had a difficult time. So take advantage of reading. I have learned so much from actually reading books, actually reading everything that I could possibly put my hands on, and it helped me find myself and helped me from being lost in a lot of situations that a lot of people are just lost in and don't understand how they're lost in that particular situation. That'll get them out of it. Just open up a book and read. You'll be surprised what you'll learn. And a truest saying that a lot of people forget, if you want to hide something from a man or somebody, if you want to hide something from somebody, I'm not going to use it in a particular or the specific saying, but if you want to hide something from somebody, put it in a book. That's the last place to look, especially in this day and age. They'll be more concerned with it being in a iPod or iPad or iPhone or a Galaxy or something like that. And the last thing that I did that helped me from being lost was I learned. I learn every day. I try to learn something new. I try to, whether it's me learning Spanish, whether it's me learning real estate, whether it's me learning marketing, I try to learn something new every single day. And along that journey, it helped me find myself also. Because you have to be able to learn from those around you and what's going on around you. You have to be able to learn. You understand? You have to be able to listen. You have to be able to read. And you have to be able to learn if you don't want to be lost. And I say this because it's such a personal, passionate perspective that I have, because I look around and I see so many lost young homies. Yo, I have little cousins that I go up to and I ask them, yo, what you want to be when you grow up? I want to be a football player. You want to be a football player? Why you want to be a football player? I want to be a football player because they make a lot of money. What about the people that pay the football players? Never played a game of football in their life, but pay football players. And oh, I never thought about it like that. You understand? It's just so many people that I look around and I see that's just lost. And I think, and I honestly, genuinely think that they don't want to be lost. It's just that they don't know no better. And when they know better, they do better. That's a true belief. That's not only a belief, that's something that I see all the time. When somebody knows better, they do better. They move in a different way. They move themselves in and out of drama, and they move right around it. They avoid it. They see seven steps down the line. They start to see things down the line, a little further down the line. You understand? So I think it's my duty to, I'm not going to sit here and be on some, yeah, I need to blow up, and I'm not hoping for none of that. I can care less about all that. You understand? My thing is if I can touch 2 people, 3 people, 10 people, if I can just change their perspective or help them from being lost, I've done my job. If I can help them find themselves, I've done my job. You ain't gonna be able to, I'm not gonna be able to shape the world, change the world, but I just wanna be the one to inspire the world. I forgot who said that. It's a quote that I read. I think Tupac said that, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, I think Tupac said it. I think I seen that in an interview, he said that. But, I can't change the world, but I just wanna be the influence of somebody who can. And if I am, then I've done my job, and they're not lost, because they know how to find themselves, and that's the only objective that I have. You understand?
Alright.
So y'all know I don't like talking your ear off and and holding you up. I always keep it short, simple, to the point. If y'all trying to reach me, y'all can email me at iamexample456@gmail.com. Also follow me on Instagram at i_am_example456. Go to YouTube, like, share, and subscribe. Go to YouTube and follow us at iamexample456. And hit us up on Instagram for the free t-shirt giveaway while supplies last. Message us on Instagram showing us that you shared the YouTube post, the podcast post, or the CastBox post to your people, your friends, your family. And we'll try and get you a t-shirt while supplies last. If we have your size, we'll get it to you. Send us your address and we'll get it to you. And that's it. You know, y'all try not to be lost out there. And if you are lost and you question yourself, seek help. Not help, but seek somebody that knows better. Because if you know better, you can do better. All right, I'm out of here. Y'all be safe. One.